During their July 1st meeting, the council heard a presentation on the Rural County Grant Program. It was authorized in the 2020 Utah legislature. Councilmember Kim Carson said there have been several different programs set up in the past to help diversify the economy in rural areas.
It was kind of a hodgepodge, and what they did, because things were so scattered and people really weren't sure, both businesses and counties, of just what was available and who was able to apply for different pots. They simplified it in that they just created one larger program, but it's more flexible in its use. We'll be looking at creating a county economic development advisory board. That'll be our first step. And, you know, I do hope that this can be used to help improve access to funding for some of our minority populations and just really diversifying the economy as a whole. We've seen the impact this year like we've never seen before of kind of having all our eggs in one basket.
On another item, the county auditor presented the certified tax rates for 2020 for the county and other local taxing entities. In that presentation, he noted that property valuations went up in several areas, but we asked Carson if those values will take a dive due to the pandemic.
We haven't so far seen a big indication that there's a large decline. We just don't think we'll probably see as large of an increase this year. But again, we'll have to wait and see.
And any indication what this means for our property tax bills?
Well, the rate actually floated down because as the total assessed valuation goes up, we're not permitted to capture anything but the amount for brand new growth.
She added, you likely won't see an increase in your taxes unless your property was subject to one of the county's periodic reassessments. And in an informal discussion, the council talked about The County Seat, a program shown on weekend television in cooperation with the Utah Association of Counties. Carson said the program has been useful to showcase what's going on in Summit County or to focus on important issues like wildfire prevention. The county has made payments going back about 2 years for segments on the show, but Carson said the expense may be a want rather than a need.
They have occasionally, you know, approached us, particularly when we're down at the legislature during the session, and asked us to participate, you know, would you like to be part of this panel discussion? And so this past year that happened, and we really weren't aware that they were adding another segment to our costs. We haven't agreed to pay for those. However, we feel like the ones that we have done have been useful, but we'll evaluate it again going forward. Again, this year with our current budget concerns, we're not going to be too likely to spend any additional money,
you know,
on things that are nice to have.
Finally, Carson said she was happy with the Democratic primary vote last week, selecting her successor on the county council. She said there were two good candidates to choose from, but she had endorsed last week's winner, Melina Stevens, over Candace Hart. The November general election is still ahead, but there are no other declared candidates. She said Stevens will be a fine addition to the council.
I think she has a skill set that will complement the other skill sets that we currently have on the council and just bring a different perspective.
Summit County Council Member Kim Carson. For KBCW, I'm Rick Brough.